CRT Miners Music Radio Free. You see blue skies and think of sea. How are you doing? And later on, switch on TV. They give me the news, they give half truths to me. They give us wise, they feed us lies. How are we doing?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
To educate, they fabricate. And we sit back till it's
the Radio Avenger.
Rick Adams is on.
Thank you, announcers. I appreciate your warm and welcoming to the program. Believe it or not, I'm here. Well, at least I think I'm here. At least I think I'm live. And, you know, we're under sweltering conditions in most of the country across America today, and certainly most of the world as well. And, you know, the other side of the world, it's winter, but here in America and Europe, France and elsewhere, people are sweltering and they're passing out and they're passing away and they're just fading away. They're dying and they just don't know what to do. And it's all because of global warming. Yeah, they're using that term again, you know, folks. Not just, what was it? They were using the term climate change or something of that sort. Well, they're back to global warming now that it's convenient, that it suits their purpose. Today is the 20th of July, 2019. Never cease to amaze us, do they, huh? Those incredible Christians, one Israeli author wrote, Schoenfeld was his name, they'll believe a shrimp can whistle, as Khrushchev used to say. They'll believe in the Bible. They'll believe in God. They'll believe in Jesus Christ rising from the dead. But we don't believe any of that. Absolutely not. We believe in reality. We believe in global warming. We believe in the Holocaust. We believe in the flat circle. That's right. We believe in the hot ice theory. We're going to make you believe it, too, under penalty of law, criminal prosecution, if we can get away with it. But many of you are enablers, aren't you? Go along to get along. Just pass the envelope. We can be bribed. Most of us have a price on our heads. I said most, not all of us. Some of us don't, because we value truth. We value the things that come from above and not below, the things of God and not of Satan, the things that create eternal verities. We don't put our premium value on money, because the money, first of all, is not worth anything. It's invalid currency. But even in silver and gold, we do not place our eternal soul, because there is no value in that which is corruptible and that which, indeed, the body is totally and completely corrupted with death resulting. See, there is an order to this universe. There is a purpose for all things under the heavens. God has told us that in his word. He's told us that in Ecclesiastes. He's told us that in Revelation. And he's told us that someday, after all these things are finished in this earth and heaven age, that we are going to see the Son of Man return in a very unpleasant way for many, but a very loving and pleasing way for others. Those who love him and obey him will have a wonderful, wonderful welcome mat for him and he for them. And those who don't, well, it's going to be hotter than it is today for many in America, I will tell you that, with that searing heat, with that hot sword of vengeance. Because he does say, I come to bring division, not peace on earth, but division. So all of those peaceniks out there, all of those universalists and Unitarians and all of the, you know, the communitarians and so on and so forth, they bet to get ready, because it ain't going to be. You know, that's going to be part of my show today. I'm going to talk about earthquakes. I think you'll find it interesting and fascinating, too. In the scriptures, if you look at the way God has used judgment, how has he judged the earth? How has he judged his people, true Israel? We know that weather is one of his main instruments, the instruments of chastisement. And we see that. We see fire in the Word of God, fire in the book of Amos. He deals with fire all throughout the Old Covenant. He deals with fire for Edom and Esau. And he says fire will be their final estate, the burning up of the synagogue of Satan and all of its allies, those who have not obeyed him and his truth, his word, who have sinned and said, there is no God, there is no protection, there is no divinity. We are gods unto ourselves. Shakespeare wrestles with it. Others have wrestled with it. And many have exposed it, though many have embraced it, you know, from the days of my college years dealing with, you know, the existentialist philosophies of Eugene Ionesco and things of that sort to the current day of this final depository, if you will, of humanism, post-Christian theology, and a secular world that is based on total fabrications, total inanities, if you will. So, you know, if you go through Amos, you will find the sword being used, the sword of heat. And you will find Ashdod mentioned, and you will find Edom mentioned, and of course you will find the Philistines of the day. And of course, most of this happened in the past. Many of these happened in the past. And the remnant of Lebanon, and of course, the Ben-Hadads in Syria. All these kings came and went. And my people, he says, my people are going to experience the very, very same thing. That's right. We're no exception. We're going to experience what he did to the Pharaoh in Egypt, the 10 plagues of God. And right now, I'm telling you, look around you. America has its fist of contempt in the face of God. Now we're beginning to see an incredible whirlwind, reaping what we have sown and what we have created for ourselves. Been a cauldron of judgment, and now the fire, as the Lord said, sending fire on the wall of Tyrus is what he will bring down. And he will bring it down upon the whole world, particularly Jerusalem. That city has to be burned to the ground. It has to be purged. It has to be cleansed of its filth, of its Sodom and Egypt. The city of Sodom and Egypt, Yerushalayim, Shalom, is God's city of peace. And right now, of course, it's under Satan's control. It's under Satan's children's control, as we can clearly see. Mystery Babylon is for today. The final Babylonian captivity is for right now, folks, in the day in which we live, getting ready for that final beast to emerge, and then the beast of Satan himself. When the political New World Order fails, it will give way to Satan's casting out onto the earth to fulfill the last part of God's reign of judgment upon us. All right, a five-month period, I believe, 150 days as it was on the ark, and things will really get rough then. So if you think it's bad now, you wait and see what's coming. You wait and see what's coming. Already we're beginning to hear about shortages of vegetables and fruits and the nutrition and the supermarket items that you look forward to. I predicted this. We all knew it was coming. Those who have eyes to see and ears to hear. Prices that will increase dramatically, and they are. And yet the government will continue to lie to you through the CPA and the CPU and the CPI. all of these indexes that will say the economy is doing just fine, inflation is low, we're going to reduce interest rates, we're going to give, a chicken in every pot and maybe four cars in every garage. Don't worry. The government, not God, but the government will take good care of you, my friends. And that's what President Roosevelt said when he came into office. That's right. No starvation for anybody except the people. And then proceeded to steal their money right from their teeth, the gold fillings, right from their wallets, right from their little safes, their little wine presses in the cellar where they thought they could hide the gold and silver. Government says, if you don't turn it in, we'll put you in jail. Because you're the cause of inflation. You're the cause of economic depression. Give us your gold. Give us your money. Give us your bank accounts. Most of all, give us your children as we prepare for war again. Folks, it's all too painful, all too obvious. And yet all of these things have had to happen. Fighting against them is indeed like fighting against the tide. This is God's wrath. It's time for judgment. Now, if I sound negative, what can I tell you? I'm not trying to be negative in that sense, because I believe the negativity of God is actually the positive of God. You know, he doesn't just come with the sword. No, he comes with grace to forgive us our sins. Yes, even our national sins. He takes no pleasure in destroying. He takes no pleasure in bringing about his wrath upon a people. But when they become so recalcitrant as we have, so contemptible as we have as a nation, what is he to do? He wouldn't be God if he didn't do those things. And that's why when we go into the book of Zechariah, we find the same thing. We find it there in Zechariah, the prophecies of him who was slain, by the way, by the Kenites, by these so-called Jews, right between the altar and the temple. He was cut down like a dog. We're preaching this truth, the word of God, that they are the children of Cain. And knowing the key of David, who these sons of Cain are and who they are not, is key to understanding these end times prophecies. Well, the book of Revelation is a fascinating book, as you know. God wasn't done until he put that book in and he had John write it. In the very chapter 16, I believe it's chapter 16, in verse 18, in 18, and there were voices and thunders and lightning, folks, and there was a great earthquake such as was not since there were upon the face of the earth. So mighty an earthquake and so great. That's Jerusalem. That great city he refers to as the city of end time prophecy. And the rulers of that city, they will reap the judgment that is to come upon them. These evil ones, the evil figs who have taken over the fig tree generation. There are good figs in Jerusalem, as Jeremiah said in 24. And there are bad figs. Now the bad figs overtook the good. And they are the rulers of the city of Babylon. Great Babylon the whore. When all these things happen, and when we see hailstones come down from heaven, as it says in, again, chapter 16, Revelations, we see the stones weighing of about 150 to 180 pounds coming down upon Jerusalem. What defense will they have? None. They will have no defense, no weapons, no launchers, no missile systems, no delivery, no capabilities, none of that to reach heaven and stop the onslaught of judgment. Isn't that a comforting thought? Isn't that wonderful when you think about who is going to punish these evil ones? The ones who killed our men and women on the Liberty in peace activism, killed Americans on 9/11, who kill and maim and destroy all those in their path, the ones that kill the prophets, the ones that kill the Lord, and the ones that kill the apostles, virtually all of them. That's what he tells us. Stephen was just one of them. Paul was another. Killed by those who are of the seed line of the devil. And so he tells us the hail to come out of heaven, every stone about the weight of a talon. And men still blaspheme God because of the plagues. These are the seven plagues on the earth and on Jerusalem. For the plague thereof was exceeding great. Oof. This is the King James Version scriptures. That's in Revelation 16. Read it for yourself. So today, I want to talk a little bit about one of the ministries, and I don't endorse all of their doctrines, okay? So you can get that out of your head right now. But the man who's doing the program on his particular channel is pretty right on, spot on when it comes to earthquake alert. The big one, California burns and shakes in end time prophecies. I don't think he's far off the mark. Pastor Steve Cioccolanti, that's his ministry. And he has quite a ministry with regard to this particular aspect of judgment. As I said, I don't follow his theology totally, and it's not a terrible theology for the most part. He's got some very good points. He's not one of these ranting and raving people like John Hagee. He's pretty down-to-earth young fellow. But I found him to be spot on, Pastor Steve, in many regards in his Discover Ministries online. And this is particularly of interest to those of you who hear my voice in California and Washington State, up, way up through Canada, down to Mexico. Because you see, the fault lines, folks, are very huge. And they are literally all throughout the region. Intercontinental. They are absolutely all across the region. It's not just the San Andreas Fault. It's much more than that. These fault lines are here as a reminder of what God allowed to happen on the earth before he recreated or replenished the earth. And he's using them today to warn us of what will take place by his hand in the end times. You can read it all throughout the Gospels as well. In Matthew 24, Jesus says, "And there will be great earthquakes in diverse places, and there will be famines and pestilences and wars and rumors of wars. But the end is not yet, for these are just the beginning of sorrows." We got a long way to go, probably. Not that long, but you ain't seen nothing yet. So the first thing I want to do is present for you just a little bit of a, it's not meant to be levitous or a joke or anything, but, it's meant to convey the groundwork of what will come from Pastor Steve's mouth, because he does talk about what the state of California's legislature is doing, what it has done, and what it intends to do to bring God's wrath down upon this nation. And it's not just California. They're leading the way. Newsom is nothing more than just a noose around his own neck. We've got it here in my state in Rhode Island, basically the same types of plagues. And God is using these evils to rain down his wrath, his vials, if you will, his seventh vial. These are called the seven cycles of discipline. And this is the final one. The final one is going to be all-out destruction, all-out judging of the earth and this earth and heaven age. So do you remember I'm sure many of you lived through it, the 1906 earthquake in San Francisco? Do you? I think some of you do. Well, some of you older ones might, but I'm sure you remember reading about it, don't you? That's right. It lasted about a minute. And when people were sound asleep, many of them, they woke up to an incredible alarm. At about 5:12 a.m. on April 18, 1906, the people of San Francisco had been awakened by that incredible earthquake here in America that would devastate the city. You come back right after this break, and we'll give you some interesting clips that you will find absolutely breathtaking. Stay tuned. Rick Adams Uncensored here on RBN.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Don't feel like the Lone Ranger. You've got the Radio Avenger on your side.
Hey, Rick Adams. Hey, turn your horse radio on. Rick Adams is on. Ouch.
Good. Thank you. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. We're back now. Talking a little bit about, obviously, the 1906 earthquake in San Francisco. There was another one, major one, I guess, in 1933, was it? In which, I guess it was W.C. Fields, William Claude Dukenheimer, was filming the movie San Francisco, or one of the films of that vintage. And on the set, everything started collapsing. Everything was... Everything was turned topsy-turvy, you know. The Fields, you know, the comedian said, "Don't worry, don't worry, it's almost over, it's almost over. Okay, stay calm," you know. But that whole area, that, you know, that fault line there is an amazing, huge fault line. But one of many, as I said. There isn't just one or two or three or four. There are literally dozens, maybe even hundreds. I don't know. Some of you who live there and have studied seismology would be able to tell me. But this was like a 7.9 on the scale. It was incredible. The casualty count was, I think it was, what was it, 700 to 3,000 plus casualties. There were literally, you know, incredible amounts, hundreds upon hundreds were killed quite instantly, and others died later. It was a warning sign of what would befall the final generation. And when we saw the fig tree planted in Jerusalem, wow, in 1948, we saw many more things begin to happen. So all that area all the way up through Mount Rainier and, you know, the volcanic activity there in Mount St. Helens, up in Washington State and up in Colorado and everywhere up through Canada. And this preacher is going to talk a little bit about Pierre Trudeau and Canada and talk about his son, his little boy, Trudeau, J. Trudeau. I call him J. Bird Trudeau. But, you know, it's all about these politicians serving the criminal synagogue of Satan, the Bronfmans in particular, no question about it. But they are bought and paid for. They're pushing the agenda, the anti-family, anti-Christ agenda. They're pushing this sodomization of America to the point where God has to step in. He just has to say, I've had enough. And he did before. He did it in the previous age that was. He's going to do it again. And that will take place when the Lord comes back, as he says, at that momentous time when people aren't even expecting him to come. It's going to get that bad. Even the very elect would be deceived had those days not been shortened, because Satan is going to come not with a pitchfork and horns, but he's coming as the most beautiful creature on the face of the earth. He's coming as Jesus. Get that straight. He's coming to bring in peace, fake peace to be sure, and prosperity, fake prosperity to be sure, just like we experienced under the Rothschild beast system here in America and Europe with funny money, counterfeit money. And today you see it all around you. Everybody thinks, oh, we can go from paycheck to paycheck, credit card to credit card. Okay, let's end the credit cards. Pay your bill now all at once. Can't do it. Pay your mortgage. Can't do it. Pay your car loan. Can't do it. Pay your student loans. Can't do it. Pay your little grocery bill. Can't do that either. Why not? I thought we were free. I thought we were brave. I thought we were prosperous. I thought we were living the life that God wanted for us. It's all an illusion. It's all a hoax. It's all a deception. And the American people of God, fell for it. They were set up for it, and they love it because they don't know what's coming in the tunnel toward them at 200 miles an hour. They don't know because they've abandoned God, and God has said, hey, you're on your own, kids. So let's do this before the next break. Just this brief clip of a TV show that some of you will remember in the 1960s that Alcoa Aluminum sponsored. It was called One Step Beyond with John Newland, the host and writer and director. This was the 1906 earthquake, and what he was saying, of course, has to do with perceptions. I know ESP and people who were predicting it, people who felt it coming. Sometimes these perceptions are not what you think they are. Sometimes they're sent by God, sometimes by Satan. Either way, some people have some uncanny way of predicting things that are going to be coming as imminent. Okay, let's hear this little commentary from this program.
This fire will burn for another 20 hours and will leave San Francisco in ashes. As in many other disasters, there will emerge legends of psychic phenomena which no one can prove or disprove. The hallucination of Gerald Perkins is only one example. Another, well, legend, if you will, is the unexplainable message received by a railroad telegrapher in Ogden, Utah, telling of the earthquake and urging that medical and food supplies be sent to the stricken area at once. Now, thousands of such messages were sent out after the earthquake. But this one was received 4 hours before. One more thing. The law requires that all such communications list the place of origin. This message had no such listing. No one ever knew where it came from. A message from where? About an event that had not yet taken place.
Thank you. That was, again, from that TV show, One Step Beyond. And folks, you know, it is true that that many people, it's incredible, have this phenomenon ability. For instance, identical twins, separated by thousands of miles, and you have one having a traumatic shock or death experience, and his brother, his twin, having exactly a similar experience and dying. Just incredible. All right, we'll come back after the half-hour break, and we have the big one coming right up, the big earthquake. Stay tuned.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to try to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. And recently I started having a nagging bicep pain and I couldn't lift weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend of mine, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in the veins and arteries that may cause blockages. After 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and I'm back in the gym full strength. Find out more. Go to angioprim.com, A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M.com. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim helps promote cardiovascular health. Talk to a trained consultant, or you can call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-8221. That's 877-882-7221. This statement has not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
All right, folks. We're back. Thank you all for listening. Rick Adams Uncensored here. And we are going to go into this video audio clip, which I think has some excellent points to make about what is happening in America today that is earning the anger of God. It's not political bickering. It's not Trump calling three or four or five Democrats racist and telling them to go home wherever they came from. It's not the Democrats calling Trump the racist. It's none of this foolishness, childishness, mindless, stupid, rhetorical Vaseline. No, it has nothing to do with that. But it has to do with the greater issue of what this nation has done. What it has done in the face of Almighty God, what it has always done and had to be judged for in the past. This land that we call Israel, the New Jerusalem, in this heaven and earth age, folks. We have a city, a town, a hamlet called Jerusalem here in Rhode Island. Little Jerusalem, Snug Harbor. We have places that are named after the cities that God had created right here in America, as you know. And these are the nations that are encapsulated within the context of our land. What the pilgrims brought here. What followed even the Puritans. And the dissolution of Puritanism into Unitarianism and into Christian offshoots, not of Unitarianism, but of Lutheranism, and of Calvinism, and so on and so forth. Lots of issues? Yeah, lots of problems too, you bet. Men do not make perfect Christians, that's for sure. But the faith that was established here is a faith that is unlike any other faith anywhere on the earth. And it reaped the bounty, to be sure. Now that faith that was the undergirding and the foundation for this nation has now totally repudiated itself. The people themselves have lived to rejoice, not just by embracing it, but by their silence in the face of it, accepting the onslaught of evil and apostasy, of rebellion, maintaining silence in the face of all of this enclave. You see? Dante Alighieri, go back to hell and his vision of hell and what it represents. He used to say in Italian, chi è inutile dannoso deve morire. He who is useless is harmful. He who is harmful must die. That's Machiavellianism. And that's what we have become, a Machiavellian society. And the ends do justify the means. No longer right and wrong. No longer absolutes. No longer truth versus fiction. Standing up for true American Christian values, that went a long time ago. The family now is under attack as never before. The environment is being worshipped, as you'll hear this man say. Rather than the Creator, it's the creation that's being worshipped. And all of these things are told to us by the apostles, and they're told to us by Timothy, and they're told to us by Paul. And they're told to us what's going to befall the final generation. And I don't see any rapture in there. I just don't see any rapture event to take the Christians out of this planet, off the earth, send them up to moon. We'll deal with that in the next hour. And deal with a nation and a world that has no more Christians. They're on a honeymoon with the Lord. And it's the reign of terror, the reign of Antichrist. No, it's not going to happen that way. Timothy dispelled that notion very quickly. Paul dispelled that notion. The apostles made it clear. The Antichrist will come and appear in Jerusalem and destroy the freedoms of the peoples, our peoples. All right. Are you ready? Let's listen to a little bit here now, okay? You don't have to buy it all. But let's listen to the 4 points as he defines them from the scriptures in Amos, and so on and so forth, that define what's happening today in California and why they're so earthquake-prone, including Hollywood especially, Silicon Valley, and also dealing with the court system, and so on and so forth. Okay, let's hear what Steve has to say now from his ministries known as Discover Ministries, Steve Chocolanti.
But here in California, in 1 year, 1,016 laws were passed by one legislature and obviously signed by the governor. Here are some of the laws, by the way. Oh, and over the course of his 4 terms, he started since 1975, had 2 terms back then, and then 2011, 2 more terms. And he signed 17,851 bills into law. This is the most out of any governor in U.S. history. Here are some of the laws. SB or Senate Bill 48 mandates the teaching of gay history in public schools. Another law, beginning in 2019, driver's licenses will now have 3 options, male, female, or non-binary. California will abolish its requirement that a person must undergo clinically appropriate treatment for the purpose of gender transition. From now on, if they want to change sex on their birth certificate, they want to say a man biologically wants to say that he's a woman, he's a female, or vice versa. It can be done without any clinical treatment, without any medical basis. On the 3rd of July, 2019, it was reported that California will limit what pastors can say about homosexuality. Well, what consequence would this have in this state over religious liberty? AB, or Assembly Bill 2943, which passed in April 2019, and is expected to pass, it passed the Assembly, it's expected to pass the Senate before the end of this summer, would ban the advertising or sale of, quote, sexual orientation change efforts by counselors or pastors, even if the adults want it. Now, that's a strange thing to me, because what if an adult wants to be helped? Isn't it my body, my choice? They always say that. The left say, my body, my choice. And yet, if it's my body and I choose to be a straight person, they say, nope, you're not allowed to do that. The text of the bill actually says, sexual orientation change efforts is defined as any practice that seeks to change an individual's sexual orientation. Now, if we put a full stop right there, we could say, hey, you know what? We could go along with that. Because that assumes that if somebody wants to change from gay to straight, well, then that would be allowed. It's up to them. But no, they actually continued and said, this includes efforts to change behaviors or gender expressions or eliminate or reduce sexual or romantic attractions or feelings toward individuals of the same sex. That means you can be straight and change to homosexual, but you're not allowed to change from homosexual to straight. Well, that's a violation of an adult's freedom. The Alliance Defending Freedom, a religious liberty organization, commented about this bill and what it would mean. Quote, a religious ministry could not hold a conference on maintaining sexual purity if the conference encourages attendees to avoid homosexual behavior. That's one instance. Another scenario, a bookstore, including online bookstores like Amazon, could not sell many recently published books challenging gender identity ideology and advocating that these beliefs should be rejected by society. Another scenario, it could be a violation if a pastor encourages a congregant to visit the church bookstore to purchase books that help people address sexual issues, perhaps including the Bible itself, which teaches the importance of sexual purity within the confines of marriage between a man and a woman. Another scenario, a licensed counselor could not help a married mother of three who is experiencing unwanted attraction to a close female friend. In other words, adultery is wrong, but lesbian adultery would not be wrong. It would be a special protected class of adultery. Well, where would that stop? What about pedophilia? What if it's not a pedophilia between two genders? What if it's pedophilia between the same sex? Well, this creates a lot of gray area and would legalize the crime of pedophilia. California citizens who say that they have in fact transitioned from being formerly gay to now being straight protested against the bill in June. Jim Doman, founder of Church United in Newport Beach, said during this protest, I have a message to the California Assembly. My wife, my four-year-old daughter, and my one-year-old son, and the baby in my wife's womb are not frauds. Assembly Bill 2943 removes my right to choose my sexuality. But it goes on. There are other laws that are just crazy by any other state standard. There are laws that prohibit landlords from reporting renters who are here in America illegally. So those who are illegal have more rights than a citizen, because if a citizen was violating some other law, surely the landlord could report it to authorities. There's a sexual re-education law, Senate Bill 1343, that requires any business with at least 5 employees to force the employees to undergo sexual harassment education. And this is to be done within 6 months of being hired at a new job, and then every subsequent 2 years after that. There are now gun laws that are the strictest in America. The schools cannot allow employees who have permits to carry and conceal. They're not allowed to bring, to conceal, or carry firearms on campus, which means the only people with guns on campus in California will be criminals or the police. And what has happened since California has become the state with the strictest gun laws is that now there's out of control crime. There have been mass shootings that continue in 2014, 2019, 2017, and 2018. I believe there are real active efforts underway in California to assault the Second Amendment, which is the freedom to carry arms in this country. They can't just attack it in a full frontal way, so what they do is they go roundabout. This is what I call lawfare, legal injustice. In California, anyone convicted of certain domestic violence will be barred for life from possessing a firearm. Going into effect in 2020, anyone who's been hospitalized for a mental health issue more than once a year will be banned from carrying firearms for life. And you know how easily abused that is. You know, they can just say people who believe the Bible have mental health issues if they start going against all of the righteous laws of the Bible. The injustices of the court, we cannot even compile them in one list. Let me give you the insanity of what the court is doing here. There is a law that was passed in California that requires micro stamping of every bullet in the handgun. But here's the problem. The technology to comply with the law does not yet exist. So this issue went up to the court, the Supreme Court of California. And the state Supreme Court upheld the law. And here's what the press reported. The California Supreme Court says state laws cannot be invalidated on the grounds that complying with them is impossible. So just the fact that it's impossible to follow this law doesn't mean it cannot be made into a law. That's where we're at in California. And you've heard about laws where restaurants are not even allowed to provide drinking straws to customers unless customers request. And if they request, it must now be paper straw, not plastic straw. Yet you can go into a clinic and get an abortion anytime subsidized by the government. So it's a crime now to have plastic straws, but it's not a crime to kill a baby. What is going on? How do you think God sees the condition? I love California. I love its beaches and its beauty. I love the people. But from God's perspective, how many is enough? Not one and two. He won't judge for one and two. But for three and four, he will not revoke its punishment, he said. California has become the first state to require gender quotas within public corporations. They must have now at least one woman on the board of directors by the end of 2019. And two or more by the end of 2021. There are other crazy laws about climate change that utility companies must generate 60% of their energy from wind, solar, and renewable resources by 2030. Because lawmakers are setting a goal to phase out fossil fuel by 2045. What's going to happen to the economy here? Because when the sun doesn't shine, there's no solar energy. When the wind doesn't blow, there is no wind energy. What are you going to do? You know, that at least the one responsibility of government is to keep the energy, keep the lights on. And they're even trying to dismantle that. Obviously, they're very against the administration for expanding any oil drilling off the coast of California. So they're blocking new pipelines and such. It's bad enough that There are foolish laws here, but some of these laws are truly dangerous. And the citizens are accepting the abuse, the lawfare, the legal injustice. But California is not alone. I want to say that God put on my heart also Ontario. I think Ontario also is going to face some repercussions because of what it's doing. If we can just take you to this recent headline. On June 4th, Ontario passes law allowing government to seize children from parents who oppose gender transition.
All right, folks, we're going to pause right here. As you can see, it's getting worse and worse, and the agenda is getting worse and worse. Folks, judgment time's coming, let me tell you. You're going to see some earthquakes on a grander scale. All right, we'll come back with more of this program, and we'll continue to accept calls later on. Rick Adams, Uncensored.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations, A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands. And a week into using Extendivite, my numb hand seemed to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your
life with Extendovite. Rick Adams is back.
Radio Avenger, the Paul Revere of talk radio. Yes, yes, we're back now, inching our way toward the top of the next hour, and Steve Chocolonti is continuing. Just talk about Canada now, what's happening in Canada, and has been for a long time, since the 70s. The influence of Bronfman distilleries and the Bronfman crime family upon the Canadian Parliament, and again, this no place for hate mentality here, the hate laws, and what is going to take place in America, worldwide, so-called anti-Semitism laws being passed, And they mean business, folks. They mean to put you in jail just for the crime of thinking and expressing your thoughts. Okay, let's get back to Pastor Steve right now.
If we can just take you to this recent headline. On June 4th, Ontario passes law allowing government to seize children from parents who oppose gender transition. And this is something that Justin Trudeau, the Prime Minister there, the former drama teacher, Justin Trudeau, he celebrates this. They're stripping the rights, and you know who they're targeting, conservative parents, religious parents, especially Christian parents, who might teach their children what the Bible says. And their own government officials have said they consider it abuse if the parents will not allow the child to transition in gender. To teach, to even suggest that the child is biologically, genetically what he or she was born to be. That's a crime. How does God see all this? Well, I believe when the judgment comes, earthquake is part of it. And I prophesy and I believe unusual judgment will come. I don't know if it's for Ontario as a state or upon Justin Trudeau personally. But an unusual judgment will come to confirm this word. That this is a sickening, despicable thing that Ontario has done to the citizens of Canada.
That's right. And folks, that's just a sample of what is taking place in Europe, what's taking place in Australia, even in Taiwan. Can you imagine? I was reading a few weeks ago where the Taiwanese Free Chinese government has now positioned itself to accept gay marriage, to accept, of all places, in Taiwan. You know, you think of them as rock-ribbed, you know, values-oriented, certainly not a Christian nation, but where Christianity has flourished in Formosa. The missionaries have sown the seeds there after they were killed off or kicked out of mainland communist China. Australia, defiant, suggesting that, in fact, making it legal for sodomite marriages and going even beyond the field of marriage equality. Adoption, of course, is much, much a part of that. But all across Europe, all across Australia, all across these nations primarily, we have the so-called Christendom world, the Christian world, leading in rebellion. So is it any wonder now we're having many issues? Economic, of course, to be sure. Political upheaval, to be sure. And now the things that are natural occurrences, you see, the earthquakes, the volcanic activity, the mudslides, the hurricanes, the tornadoes, the typhoons, and much, much more. Oh, no, it's all part of climate change. Excuse me, global warming. You don't understand. Those carbon emissions need to be taxed out of existence. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, take your hankies out and pray for the environment. We'll come right back, hour number two, Rick Adams Uncensored.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.